Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher strikes out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig juggles the ball. That's an error on Craig. Callison moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Covington strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Demeter is hit by the pitch. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter strikes out. There goes Severs. The throw from Sherry to second, and Severs is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up towards Short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Wine applying the tag. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 1 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Covington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Callison moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hickman. Sievers moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. Sievers moves to third. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 2 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Covington moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 3 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaro bunts towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Torre pinch hits for Chris Short. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Torre hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amaro moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Ryan Duran now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seavers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Phillies, 1. Clay Dalrymple batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dalrymple is 0-for-4 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider pinch hits for Al Moran. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Roger Craig. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carmel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Duke Snider now playing right field. Ted Schreiber now playing shortstop. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schreiber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Duren is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Duren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Roy Sievers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sievers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 5 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hickman bunts towards the mound. Duren fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 4 in the game. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schreiber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Duren is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Duren is 0 for 1 in the game. Duren is hit by the pitch. Amaro moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amaro scores. Duran moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.